presenting.
Rolling.
From my Washington, D.C. studios, Roland Martin. Good morning.
Hey, folks. Good morning. You know, we see all kind of different stories, Tom. And what this sort of caught our eye was this story of dealing with, you know, everybody talks about the first lady's her arms and her guns and, you know, in terms of how fit she looks. According to plastic surgeons, there's been a 4,000% increase in upper arm plastic surgeries.
You can get your arms seriously
4,000, and so it was just mind boggling. So we called up Dr. G, Dr. LaWanna Gladley, just to get her thoughts on this and just sort of explain this thing. She joins us right now. So Doc, I don't understand that they call this thing fixing your chicken wings, or they call them yoo-hoos or whatever. All these different
your
images,
thorns.
And so. What do you make of this weird story about plastic surgery for your arms to look more like the first lady's arms?
Well, you know what? It really boils down to three things. It's really the insecurities that people have, the bottom line. You don't really feel good about yourself. And then number two is you wanting what other people have. And you want it to the point that you will do anything to get it, as well as you want it without doing the work. Mm. Michelle Obama, she works out several times a week. People want things instant. So if I can instantly look like that, then I'm going to run and get it, as opposed to taking the time and doing the work. Because your body is like a piece of clay. You can mold it and shape it like you want if you do the work. People don't want to do the work.
I mean, I can imagine somebody saying, hey, Jay, you really should get an arm lift. I mean,
that's not the first thing they look at, Roland.
But Sybil, what is this
the
part?
Thorn.
What is this part right here that flaps?
The waddle. Yeah,
can you get that taken off?
Yeah,
that's what we call the thorn.
The thorn.
Uh-huh. Yes,
that's what it's called, Doc.
Yeah, and they get that taken off and they get it sculpted because, you know, you can look and it's toned and it looks really great, which is why she can wear those sleeveless dresses and look fabulous. Everybody wants that look. But they just don't want to do the work. They don't want to sit there and do the bench press.
So could you do that part, have the fat removed, and then work on it? Can you do it in that order? Or how does that work?
Yeah, you can, but most people, that's not what they're trying to achieve, Sybil, because mm-hmm. they just want the look.
Right.
And they don't want to have to sit there and do this every day. And just the little curls. I mean, you know, just have the weights around your house, and that will keep your arms toned. Because our bodies are just muscles. And like I said, you can mold it to be like you want it to be. But people are like, oh, if I can get that tomorrow, mm-hmm. I can go and get surgery and I can wear my dress in 2 weeks. That's what I'm doing.
Instead of, as Tom says, put the work in.
Put the work in, right.
How much does it cost?
That I'm not sure about the cost of it, but it runs in a couple of thousands of dollars. To just get your arms done.
And we're not talking insurance here. We're talking
cosmetic surgery.
Yeah.
And what's crazy, it does leave a scar.
Yeah.
I mean, so it still leaves scars.
I'll put a tattoo on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Put some wings on there.
Do the work. You can get it done.
Thanks,
you can look
Doc.
Great.
You got it. Can you imagine somebody saying, come on, baby, go ahead and buy me that arm lift surgery for my birthday?
I know.
For Mother's Day.
Right. It's coming up.
And you ain't got a lot of money to do one at a time. I understand.
Dr. G, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
You walking around with one arm.
Keep that arm up.
Waiting for next Mother's Day.
One arm looking tight, the other one just flapping in the wind. Next Mother's Day, Mom.
Next Mother's Day, get that other arm, baby.